Good morning.
Good morning.
We're here to take a look at Hebrews chapter 5, verses 1 through 10.
Hebrews
5, verses 1 through 10.
That changes my whole plan.
Me too.
Start with a prayer and then we'll get into today's lesson. Lord, you told your disciples clearly your mission before you went to the cross. Help us to understand your mission also. Help us to see better and understand all that you've done for us. And help us to learn obedience to you. Amen.
Amen.
Pastor told me last week, one of the harder books, it's one that I found myself going back to the Old Testament again and again, checking up on things. It's a very scholarly work. They said the Greek is a good Greek, not the more relaxed colloquial Greek. Whoever wrote this needed a very good understanding of the Old Testament, someone that beyond just what the normal Jewish person might have. They also needed to really understand the sacrificial system that was set up in the Old Testament. You know, a good chance that the writer might have been a priest, or at least one that understood the priesthood quite a bit. The author is unknown. I remember reading in one of the first Bibles I had, it said Paul's letter to the Hebrews. You don't find that anymore. Luther thought the author might have been Apollos. Another name mentioned was Barnabas, a friend of Paul's. Probably not Paul, simply because the way the language is used, the style, it doesn't match with Paul's other writings. The author also seems to have had a good understanding of Greek literature. He seems to use some references to Plato. I guess Plato talked about in one of his writings kind of two realities, one in a cave and another, you know, on the surface. The ones in the cave saw only shadows, kind of an imperfect vision of what was there, what was reality on the surface. And the writer here seems to kind of use that same idea that the Old Testament, everything leading up to the time of Christ, was more the shadow, and now we have the real coming. They were, you know, pointing to, helping people to understand when the real thing actually came. Another part that then reverts back to the Jewish is one of the first pastors I worked with. Enjoyed Hebrews, but he said the logic in Hebrews is more of a Jewish logic rather than Greek. Greek logic is linear, where A equals B equals C, therefore A equals C, and so on. Jewish logic is more circular, he said. Just got to note, take this off. Sorry. So Jewish logic is more circular. You start with an idea, and you surround it with a lot of supporting ideas which go in. And one of the first indications of this is the conclusion is listed first here. Yeah, if you go back to Hebrews 4, verses 14, it's more the conclusion rather than an introduction. Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has gone through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, it seems a little odd to put the therefore, you know, since we have this, but that's the main point. And what's to come is going to support that and explain why that would be true. You know, the idea of the high priesthood of Jesus seems to be the theme of Hebrews, everything kind of pointing to that. And then, you know, the last part, how do we react to this? You know, so he's saying, you know, what's come has prefigured things. Abraham's sacrifice, you know, to understand God's sacrifice of his only son. You know, they talk about a Moses to come, and Jesus was that, you know, the ultimate prophet. You know, so here's where we start. Okay. The reading for today then is kind of divided into two parts. The first part lists the qualifications that a priest would need. And depending on how you read it, there are either two qualifications or three. Reading two different authors, one said two, one said three of them. Simply took one qualification and divided it.